Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Nun Aleph. We are holding on daf Nun Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, right? It's two dots. Yeah, Masai Mutar Lahachzir, four lines from the end of the page. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lil Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LeHashalom, also by Daniel Sadi, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, also by BKNW, Lezecha Nishmas, our friend Mordechai David Ben Shmuel Chaim, Zechrono Levracha, Dovi Herman, as Neshama Shev Naliyah, also by members of the Shul Lezecha Nishmas, Michal Pinchas Ben Mordechai Halevi, Zechrono Levracha, Dr. Michael Frogel, his Neshama should have an Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, the Gemara is going to talk about the limit for chazara when there was a na'a and someone can be chazara on the mekach, whether that applies to the mocher as well. Meaning we know that there's some sort of time limit, and we had a machlokas what that time limit is. Is it the amount of time that it takes to show it to someone who knows better, or is it the amount of time that the rest of the day that is the time limit? But is that time limit only for the lokeach, or is it for the mocher as well? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the rules of ona'a and how they're different when a balabayis sells his personal items, that people tend to have a greater attachment to their own personal items, and therefore one can maybe excuse them for charging more money for something that they have an emotional attachment to, as opposed to someone who owns a store who's just buying and selling for business, where he doesn't have an emotional attachment to the items. Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to tell us some more dinei ona'a, some more of the basics of the dinei ona'a. The Gemara is going to discuss why the Torah needs to teach an isra ona'a from both the perspective of the mocher and the perspective of the lokeach. The Gemara is going to discuss two explanations of what the Mishnah means when it says ein letagor ona'a, that a tagor, a merchant, doesn't have ona'a. If not a merchant, then who? So what does that mean, that ein letagor ona'a? The Gemara is going to have three explanations of who could have been the author of the Mishnah that the cheated party gets to choose what to do in the situation of ona'a. We try to attach it to shita of a known tana. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas on the bottom of Amud Aleph whether you can make it tonight that there won't be dine ona'a in this particular transaction. And the Gemara discusses whether this relates to the broader sugya of masnal mashakos b'torah, that in general, can you make it tonight in dine mamanis when it goes against the dine hatorah in dine mamanis? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have two models of hiring someone to sell things for you and not to mix both models with each other in terms of when you do your hiring. That's going to be the only part of the daf that does not relate to dine ona'a. That comes at the very end before the Mishnah on Amud Beis. So let's begin at the two dots on daf Nun Amud Beis. So on Masai Mutal Achzir, so we said, how long do you have to back out of the Mekach when there was ona'a? So the Mishnah said, according to the Tanakama, until the amount of time that it takes to show it to someone who knows better, someone who knows what the prices ought to be. So Amar Rav Nachman lo shanu el lokeach. That's only true from the perspective of the lokeach. He's the one that's cheated, so he gets to come back within the amount of time that it would take to show the item he just bought to somebody who knows the prices. Avul mocher li olam chozer. But a mocher can go back on the forever because he can't. He doesn't have the item anymore to be able to show it around to anybody. It's not biyado to show it to anybody, and therefore he's not going to be able to discern whether there was an ona'a until he finds a similar such item and manages to show that to somebody. And who knows when that's going to be that he'll be able to find such a similar such item to show to somebody. The Rishonim point out, the She'iltos and the Rif, they point out, since that's the reason, if we know that he had a similar such item and he didn't show it to anybody or he didn't come back and complain, so then he's not able to be Tavea. Meaning if the whole reason why he doesn't have any time limit is because who knows when he's going to get a similar item to show somebody and to be able to assess its value. Well, if we know that he had a similar item and he never came back and complained, well, then he lost his rights to ona'a. However, However, the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba writes that lulei divrei arif, I would have said, says the Rashba, that there's no limit on when the mocher can come back with the taino of ona'a, because otherwise Rav Nachman would have said something. He would have just said liolam chozer. By saying liolam chozer, he's leaving it very open ended. What about the taino of the rif, that if we know that he had, shouldn't he have shown it to someone? Yeah, but there's no shir kavua. If you can't give a shir kavua that applies to everybody, then there is no shir. Then it's going to be liolam. By the lokeach, there's always a shir kavua that makes sense. So Neimim Sayele, so says Mar, maybe we'll bring a raya to Rav Nachman that in fact the mocher can always be chozer, because once we Rabbi Tarfon told the Tigrei Lud that the time frame for the tviyas of na'a is not only the amount of time that it takes to get it checked out, but it's kol hayom chazul d'rechamim. Those merchants of Lud wanted a paskin like the chachamim again. Well, mocher liolam chozer. If you're going to tell me that the mocher always has the ability to be chozer, he always has the ability to go back on the mekach mishum hachi chazru. That's why it makes sense that they wanted to follow the chachamim, because there's by following Rabbi Tarfon, they're going to lose out, because the cheated party is able to be chozer on the mekach all day long. So if they were cheating their buyers, their customers, they're going to be able to, the customers will be able to come back all day long, and not only the amount of time that it takes to show it to a knowledgeable person. So they're not getting benefit from Rabbi Tarfon's psak when they're not getting any benefit from Rabbi Tarfon's psak when they're the ones being cheated, because even the chachamim would agree that they could be chozer liolam. So the e amrit mocher nami klokech dami. But if you're going to tell me that these time limits apply to both parties, that if the mocher is cheated, then the Tanakama says the mocher only has X amount of time, and the look and if the Rabbi Tarfon would say the mocher has all day long, well, my nafkalumina, why would they be upset with the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon? By expanding the amount of time they can be chosen on the mekach, that doesn't work against them. That's even if they cheated the lokeach, it works against them. If they were cheated, it works in their favor. So it evens out. Why would they be upset about that? So says Gemara, no, they'd be upset about that because they were often not the ones who were cheated. They were more often the ones who were cheating. They were the ones who were experts. They were selling things. They knew what things were worth. The customer doesn't know what things are worth. So they were more concerned about how long the cheated lokeach is going to have to back out on this than they were how long they would be able to back out on it if they were cheated, because they know it's unlikely that they're going to be cheated. The Gemara brings a maysa related to this. Ushpazichne Durami Barchama Zavin Chamra. He sold a donkey v'ta'a, and he made a mistake by selling it for too cheap. Ashkei Dava Atziv. So Rami Barchama saw that his host was sad. Amarle. So he said, "Amay Atzivas? Why are you so sad today?" Amarle. Zavini Chamra v'ta'i. He said, "I sold the donkey and I got robbed blind. I sold it for way too little." So Amarle Zil Hadarbach. So he said, "Go back on your mekach." It's machlokes whether it's wine or a donkey. It's machlokes rishonim. So if it says an article wine, don't worry. So Amarle. So the Balach Sadia said to him, "Hashayli Yoser Mikdei She'er LeTagar LeKrovi." That the Balach Sadia said, "I waited longer than it takes to show it to a tagar, and therefore it's." I don't have the ability to be mivatal the mekach anymore because it's too late. Too much time has passed. So shadle the kabbid Rav Nachman. Sorry, Rav Chama sent the shadle to Rav Nachman. Amalei lo shanu el lokeach avol mocher liolam chozer. That's the Chama only say k'dei she'er the tagar. When by the lokeach, but a mocher has forever to be chozer, and you're the mocher, so don't worry about it. That's meaning he paskin d'alach lemaisa. You can always be chozer. So the Gemara explains why is there a chiluk between the lokeach and the mocher, my taima, what is the reason for the chilek? Now the Ritva points out that this line of the Gemara of the my taima must be a hosafa from the Gaonim. It was not in the original Girsa of the Gemara, and he says there's no way that Rashi had it in his Girsa of the Gemara, because Rashi said this on his own. He was mechavin to this reason as to why it is, and we already mentioned the reason why it is that there should be a difference between the mocher and the lokeach. It's a little curious because Rashi on Mem Tesan Beis Dibra Maskal Aval writes about this din, it will come on Mefarish Taima. So the Kavaran Pari Shtayim probably means the Gemara. Probably doesn't mean that he himself on Nunam Ralph, which he already did, is going to, or Nunam Beis rather, is going to explain the reason, but rather that the Gemara is going to explain the reason. So anyway, so my time, Lokech Mechaviyad V'Kalei Chadazel Machvilei. The Lokech has the item, so he could show it wherever he wants. So I mean, so someone will tell him if he made the mistake or not. Mocher, the Lonakar Mechaviyad, the Mocher who does not have the item in his hand, Adam Misrami Le Zvintikis Vinte, the Yada Yitah, Ilotah. He's going to have to wait until he comes across a similar such item in order to be able to know if he in fact made a mistake or not. So the Rambam writes, so let's say it's an item that's very common. It's something that's sold in every market, in every store, and it's just very easy to find this item. So then the Rambam writes, then he cannot be chozer beyond the time that it takes to go to the shuk and see what it's selling for. Because again, the whole idea is, the whole reason the mocher has liolam is because when's he supposed to find out what it costs if he doesn't have it? But if it's a kind of thing that they're selling, you know, it's sugar, it's flour, it's something that they sell regularly all the time, so it's very easy to find out. However, the Rashba disagrees with the Rambam, and he says so the mocher always can be chozer li olam. Rav Nachman never qualified that statement, and it doesn't matter whether it's something that's easy for him to find out or not. So the Nesivus points out that according to the Chiddush of the Rambam, the same would be true in the opposite, that the mekach, if the mekach is still in the hands of the mocher and he's able to show it to a tagar, and the lokeach doesn't have it, why would the lokech not have it? He already bought it. No, let's say they did a kinyan chalipin. So they do a kinyan chalipin. It's still in the hands of the mocher. The lokech doesn't have it yet. So then the mocher would only have kadesh yir l'tagar, and the lokech would be able to be chozer until kadesh yir l'tagar from the time that he receives it. Meaning the Rambam seems to learn that this svara it actually modifies the din. This svara of how long of do you have it to be able to show it to somebody, that's what creates the din. And not like the Rashi where it's a low plug, that the lokeach has kad kadesh yir l'tagar and the mocher has liolam. So if it really modifies the din, so then when the lokeach doesn't have it yet, so the lokeach is going to get out kadesh yir l'tagar from when he actually receives delivery of it and not from when he receives ownership of it. And the mocher would only have out kadesh yir l'tagar from the time of the kinyan chalipin. So it's an important ha'ara that's made by the Nesivus. Now the Gemara brings another maysa about Ona'a, which is going to tell me another chiddush dina. Who gavra dav nakat var shachel zbunei? A guy had a silk belt to sell, karishita, and he started advertising that he's selling it for 6 zuz. V'shavi chamsha. In reality, it was worth 5 zuz. V'avi avi lechamisha palga have a shakel. But nevertheless, if someone would give him 5.5 zuz, meaning in general, in a lot of places, it depends on the culture, but in a lot of places, when they say a price, that's the starting point for bargaining, right? That's the minig in Eretz Yisrael on a lot of things, not so much the minig in America on a lot of things. So there's an assumption that there's going to be a bargaining. So he starts at 6. He was willing to go down to 5.5. Also, who gavro amar? So another guy came and said, if I pay you 5.5, so he thinks to himself, if I pay the guy 5.5, then my own no is only going to be a half a zuz on a 5 zuz mekach, on something that's worth 5 zuz, which means my own no is only going to be 1/10, which is going to be considered havi mechila. That's a mechila that's less than the threshold of a no. But if I pay 6 for it when it's really worth 5, etin lishisa v'itzbay ledina, then I'll be able to be tovei ledina. I'll get back my whole extra zuz, so I'll have the item. I will have paid only 5 for it. So paying 5.5, ironically, is going to be worse for me than paying 6. I pay 6, and I'll be able to have a recourse to be able to retrieve my money. Rabbeinu Chananel writes, you see from this maisa, and also from the next maisa that the Gemara is going to bring, that even if he knew at the time of the mekach that this is on the other, he's being overcharged, he's still able to be Tavea, his own Na'a. The Me'iri explains, and the reason is because he says to himself, I know what it's worth, and I also know the guy wasn't going to sell it to me for what it was worth. So I'm willing to overpay, knowing that I'll be able to get to even things out later on. Now, the Rush points out that this is also a Raya to Shmuel in the Machlokas. We had a Daf Mem test. How do you measure Shus? Is 1/6 of the Mekach, or is it even 1/6 of the Ma'os? Over here, the 1/6 is 1/6 of the Ma'os, which is like Shmuel. Ravel, no, it's only 1/6 of the Mekach. But over here, the Mekach is only worth 5, and he's overpaying by 1. That's 1/5 of the Mekach. But we're calling this Ona'a because it must be that we can measure the 1/6 by the Ma'os as well. And therefore, it's a Raya that we pass in like Shmuel. So Asal Kameh de Rava, after this happened, the Lokeach came to Rava to be Toveya, his extra Zuz that he paid for it. Amalei lo shana the Lokeach menatagar. So Rava said, sorry, you're out of luck. That idea that there's a din of Ona'a in 1/6 is only when you buy from a merchant. But when you buy from Balabayas, everyone knows that Balabatim, that individual people who have items that they use all the time, develop an irrational attachment to those items, and they therefore value it at much more than it's actually worth. So since they have this personal attachment to it, it doesn't have Dinei Ona. Who gavra davana could keep it lizbune? A similar such item, such story rather. Someone had rings to sell, karishitin v'shavi chamishin, and he was advertising them for 60, but they were really only worth 50. 50 zuz. If someone would have been willing to pay him 55, have a shakal, he would have taken that. So also, Gavra, a guy came, and he says, look, if I give him 55, have you mechila, then it's not going to have a din of ona, it will be presumed mechila. So I think, no, shitin, I'll pay him the $60 asking price, and that pay ledina, and then I'll go to a din Torah, and I'll get back my 10 extra zuz. So also, they came to Rav Chista to be Tovea, the mocher, that he should return the 10 extra zuz. So I'm later, Chris said, Loshana Belokech Menatagar, Avlokech Menabalabai, say, No Alavana. That only works when you buy from a merchant, not when you buy from Balabais. I'm later, Avdimi, Yasher, Vechenam Rabbi Lazar, Yasher, that Rabbi Dimi said to Rav Chista about this psak. Oh, that's a good psak. That's excellent. And Rabbi Lazar also said to Rav Chista, "Yeah, Yashikayach. That's a good psak. That is in fact the correct psak." So that's the second story, which really is an exact match of the first story. But we see that became the minhag of the psak. So fact, Gemara v'anon tanan, but we have a Mishnah k'shem shonol lehedyot kach ona'ol letagar. But wait, doesn't the Mishnah say that just like there's ona'ol for a hedyot, there's ona'a for a tagar? What's the Mishnah assuming? It's assuming that there's ona'a for a hedyot. The chiddush was that even for a tagar. So man hedyot, who do you think a hedyot is? Lav balabayis? Doesn't a hedyot mean a balabayis? So you see that there is a din of ona'a for a balabayis. Tosus writes that you cannot answer that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the balabayis is the lokeach, because clearly the Tana highlighting tagar, he's trying to argue on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we're going to see in the Mishnah, who holds that a tagar does not have a din of ona'a, and Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a tagar who's a mocher. So from the tagar perspective, we're talking about a mocher. From the balabayis, the hedyot perspective, we must also be talking about a mocher. So you can't answer that we're talking about, that Mishnah is talking about a lokeach balabayis, where obviously the dinim of ona'a would apply, because he doesn't have any special, there's no special attachment in the picture. The whole reason the dinim of ona'a don't apply by a mocher balabayis is because he has a special attachment to his lucky sneakers or starter dough or whatever that other people don't value as much. So I answers Gemara, Am Rav Chista Bitzad Riyasa, that when it says that the balabayis has a din of ona'a, we're talking about where he's selling some sort of commodity like some sort of cloth or something like that that he doesn't have any special attachment to, that it's not something that he uses in his house. Avol Mani Tashmi, but things that he uses that are very precious to him, that are very valuable to him, lo mazbin lehu ilav bedami yiseri, he wouldn't sell for unless he's getting more money than it's actually worth, because he has an emotional attachment to such items. Okay, now we're going to see that Mishnah where we actually say that line. So first off, both lokech and a mocher have a din of ona'a, meaning it's asur for a lokech to do ona'a on a mocher and to buy an item for less than it's actually worth, and it's also for a mocher to cheat a lokeach and to sell an item for more than it's actually worth. K'shem shonah lehedyot, kach ona'a letagar. There's that line that we were just discussing, that the Tanna Kamma says, just like there's ona'a for a hedyot, so too there's ona'a for a merchant. From Yehuda Omer, ain ona'a letagar, that there is no ona'a for a merchant, and we'll have to see in the Gemara why that is the case and under what circumstances we say that there's no ona'a for a merchant. So the mishu hutal lelav yada al yona, whoever was cheated in this transaction and lost out in this transaction, he has the upper hand, meaning he could choose one of two possibilities of what to do. So if, let's say, for example, the lokeach overpaid for an item, so ratza omer lo tein li ma'osai, he could say, you know what, let's just give me back all my money, I'll give you back the item, I have no interest in doing business with you, and be mevatel the whole thing. Or he could say, look, I overpaid by $10 for the item, so do me a favor, give me back my $10 that I overpaid, and I'm going to keep the item, and you'll keep with the actual price of what the item should have been. So he has the upper hand to be able to choose the path forward. So the Gemara, we had said in the Mishnah that Lecha Lokecha Chalamocher both have a din of Onah. How do I know that din? That Onah applies to the Lokeach and the Mocher. The Tanur Rabbanan, it's based on the Braisa. The Pasuk in the Torah says, V'chisimkru mimkar lamisecha, kano miyala misecha, al tanu isha sachiv. So when it says, V'chisimkru mimkar lamisecha, it sounds like we're talking about the Mocher. And then it says, al tonu, that you shouldn't cheat the Lokeach. So, ein li, I would only know that this din of Onah, ein li, elish and asan the Lokeach, where it's the Mocher that's cheating the Lokeach. Because that's what the Torah is saying, that the Mocher should not cheat the Lokeach. Nisan the Mocher mean, and how do I know that if the Lokeach cheats the Mocher, that's also an Isra Na'ah? Tamalomar, that's why the Pasuk has extra words. Oh, Kano, that we're talking about someone who's Kona, and over there it also says Al Tonu, that he also has even the Kona, even the guy who's buying, should also not cheat the other party, which means you shouldn't underpay for something. So the Gemara explains, why does the Torah have to tell me, both an Isra on the Mocher side and on the Lokeach side, Vitzrich, Lemichtav Lokeach, Vitzrich, Lemichtav Mocher, it needs to tell me on both sides of the transaction. Dikas Rachman and Mocher. If the Torah would have written the Yisra only by the Mocher, I would assume that it's Mishum de Kimli Bizvinte, because he, the Mocher, knows what things are actually worth. It's his business to know what things are actually worth. So he knows what it should actually cost. And if he's overcharging, he's doing that bemazid. Avalokeach to Lokimli Bizvinte, Emelo Asir Rachman and Below Sonu. But a Lokeach who doesn't know what things are actually supposed to cost, right? So unless, you know, it wasn't always that you could just Google it and do market research so easily, right, and find out what things are supposed to cost. Lokeach has no idea what things are supposed to cost. He needs to buy a new refrigerator. I don't know. They could probably tell him within a range of many hundreds of dollars, and he wouldn't know the difference if he didn't do research in advance. So he has no idea what things are supposed to cost. So the Torah doesn't tell him, and Isra of Lo Sonu, of don't underpay, he doesn't realize he's underpaying. So that's why the Torah has to tell me that a Lokeach also has a din of Ona'a and Vikas Rachman, and if the Torah only would have said Lokeach, that a Lokeach can't underpay Mishum de Kakar, because he's the one that's benefiting from the Mekach. He's the one that's benefiting because he's the one that's buying something. Damri Inshi, because they always say Zamnis Kanis, that if you've purchased something, then you really came out on top because you have something, you have an item that's going to be useful to you that you'll have for a long, long time. Aval Mocher Dabudi Kamovid, but the Mocher is one that's losing. Damri Inshi Zabin Ovid, because, you know, people say when you sell something, you really lost, because what do you get for what you sell? Money. That money will be gone tomorrow. You'll find a thousand ways to spend it. A person gets a raise and he thinks, oh wow, I got a $30,000 raise. And then his wife says, you know, we should really redo the kitchen. And then she says, you know, we should also go on a vacation. And then he says, but I was thinking about getting a new car. Now he needs $90,000, right? The money has been spent three times, you know, already by the time. So when you sell something, you don't have something that you're going to be using. You lose it very, very quickly. Same, Elo Azri Rachmana. I might think that the Torah is not makbid below Sonu on the Yisrael Lo Sonu for the Mocher, because anyway he's losing on this transaction. So Tzricha, that's why the Torah has to say it, that yes, there is an Isser of Ona'a on the Mocher as well. So we had said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Ona'a L'Tagvara, Chiddush Din, that even though the Tanakhama said that Ona'a applies both to a Hedyot and a Tagar, Rabbi Yehuda says a Tagar doesn't have a Din of Ona'a. So what is the reason for that? So Mishum Shu Tagar Ein Ona'a, what, just because he's a merchant, he's allowed to go and cheat people and overprice things? How does that work? So Amrav Nachum Amrav Betagar Savsar Shanu. We're talking about a guy who's always buying and selling very quickly. He has a quick turnover. So my time, what's the reason that there's no Ona? May the others vinte kamashavya. He knows how much things are worth. He just bought it 3 seconds ago. He's always in the markets. He's always buying and selling and flipping and doing. So So if he gets cheated, it's because he knew he was getting cheated, and there was a reason for it, that he was willing to take this deal. The reason he sold his something that was worth more for less money, mishum disramili zvinta achriti, it's because must be he had another opportunity to make more money. He had another opportunity that came up, and he needed some liquidity. He needed some cash on hand, so he was quickly willing to offload this for a cheaper price, so that he could have the cash to go invest in something that was going to make him a lot more money. But then it turned out that other investment didn't pan out, and now he says, "Oh no, I was cheated over here." You weren't cheated. You knew exactly what you were doing, and you knew exactly what you were selling it for and what it was actually worth. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says he is not able to be chozer. Tosas writes that svara is only shayich when the tagger is selling schora, that it could be that he needs the money and he's selling it for cheap. But if he's not selling the schora, he's the one buying the schora, then even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that there's a dino na'a on the tagger. Meaning if the tagger overpays for the schora, how would you ever explain that? Why is he overpaying for this schora? So it must be that he didn't know, then he would have a din of ona'ah. He'd have a taina of ona'ah. The Rasha says, what are you talking about? A lot of times he'll overpay also because he found some guy who's willing to pay him even more than what he's overpaying. I mean, he found someone who's willing to put in a major order for something for a way overpriced. So he's willing to pay a little more to get the stuff on end. Or there's a relationship he wants to develop with someone who's willing to pay. Whatever it is, there's a lot of reasons why he might be. He's a tiger. He's a businessman. He knows what he's doing. Rav Ashi says that Rabbi Yehuda says the din says his din even by a socher who's not a safsar, even someone who doesn't have a quick turnover. My ain la tiger oda'a. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said that a tiger doesn't have oda'a? He did not mean to say that the tiger can't come with a claim that I was cheated, but rather eino b'toras oda'a shafilu pachs mikdei oda'a chozer. It means that the opposite direction, that the tiger can come with a claim that I was cheated, even when it's less than a sixth. Whereas everybody else, it's all known as a shear of a shesus. When it comes to the tiger, even if he was cheated by less than that, he can come with a taina. The exact opposite of what Rav Nachman Amarav thought he meant. Right? Rav Nachman Amarav thought that Rabbi Yehuda meant that a tiger has no din of ona'ah, and even if he was cheated by a lot, he has no tainas whatsoever. The way Rav Ashi understands, even if he was cheated by a tiny fraction, he has a taina. Why? Because this is his business. This is his livelihood. So we can't take away his livelihood, meaning it's one thing if I buy something, okay, so today I got cheated a little bit, I paid a little too much for something, but that's not my livelihood, right? But when this is how he makes a living, so that's where Rabbi Yehuda was more sensitive to his own na'a. Tanya Kavaseh Rav Nachman, we have a raya to the sheet of Rav Nachman, the first day, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tana Tagar in lo ona'a mibrei shu baki, that he doesn't have ona'a because he's an expert and he knows exactly what things are worth. So that's like the first understanding of Tagar in lo, which means that he will never have a claim that he was cheated, because of course he really knew. Then we said in the Mishnah, whoever was the one that was cheated, he's the one that gets to decide how to proceed. So we had said in the Braisa back in yesterday's daf that when it's pachos mishsus, it's nikne mekach. When it's yesrael shsus, it's batal mekach. When it's shsus, it's kano machzor ona'a. That was Rabbi Nassan's opinion. And Rabbi Dan Nasi had said that yad mocher al eliona, that the seller always has the upper hand. He could say tainli mikri, or he could say tainli mashi nisani. So money masnisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Nassan, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. It doesn't seem to fit either of the deos in the brisa that we had yesterday. Because Rabbi Nassan, if we're assuming like Rabbi Nassan, masnisin katani ratza. Our Mishnah says that it's totally in the ratzon of the person who was cheated that he's able to choose to be mekayim the mekach and just get reimbursed for the extra, or be mevatel the mekach. But within Rabbi Nassan, the Braisa didn't say that there's any option, that if the Ona'a was a sus, that there's any option. It's just Kano Machzor Ona'a. The only option is that the transaction is final, and then you just reimburse the money that was, to even it out. But and so that's why it can't be Rabbi Nassan. Be Rabbi Danasi, and if you want to tell me that I'm just going like Rabbi Danasi, also doesn't work. Does not work. Because Masnisa Katani Lokeach. Masnisa tells me that of ona'a by a lokeach, that if lokeach was cheated, then he gets to choose whether to be mekayim the mekach or to be mevatel the mekach. Sounds like that if the mocher was cheated, he does not get to choose. And Braisa Katani mocher, when the Braisa talks about someone getting to choose, it's the mocher when he was cheated, which makes it sound like when the lokeach is cheated, he does not get to choose. So says Gemara, who could our Mishnah be like? So Gemara has three possibilities. Number one, Amrei Blazer, ona'a zu en yodea mishna'a. One possibility is neither. It's neither Rabbi Nassan nor Rabbi Danasi, and there must be a third Tanis. So somewhere. We don't know who it is. Second possibility is Rabba Amar, the only Rabbi Nassim. He, it's following Rabbi Nassim. It's not named Braisa, Ratza. And in Echidami, the Braisa should have said Ratza, that the guy has the option of choosing to keep the Mekach or to be Mevatel the Mekach. Rabba Amar, third possibility, the only Rabbi Danasi. It's really going like Rabbi Danasi. You might just show him a season, come far as Rabbi Braisa. And whatever the Mishnah left out, the Braisa is just elaborating on. Say in Echidami, the Mishnah spoke from the perspective of the Lokeach, and the Braisa spoke from the perspective of the Mochav. That's not a stira, meaning the point is, whoever was cheated gets the option. When it's exactly 1/6, they get the option of either being Mevatel the Mekach or getting reimbursed for the extra money. And that's all. So it's not a stira. Amravashi, Dekanami, it's Meduyuk this way that the Mishnah and the Braisa are not in disagreement with each other, Dekatani, because it says in the Reisha and the Mishnah, Echad alokeach ve'echad amocher. The Mishnah starts out by saying both alokeach and amocher sounds like they both have dinim avonah umfresh the alokeach, and then it goes on to elaborate that the alokeach, when he gets cheated, he gets to choose. So shema mino shiru shari the mocher. So obviously the next line was going to be that the mocher also has the same din. So shema mino. So you see that it's meduyuk that the Brice is just filling in what the Mishnah should have then concluded. Itmar ha'omer l'chaveiro al menashe l'cha layonaa. If a person makes a transaction, new sugi now, a person makes a transaction with someone, and he says, I'm making it tonight that there shouldn't be a din of onaa, we shouldn't have onaa in this transaction. Rav Amar, even though they made such a tonight, if it turns out that it was overpriced, yeshlo alav onaa. The guy could have a tain of onaa. Ushmuel amar elo alav onaa. And Shmuel says, no, he cannot have a tain of onaa. That was the tonight that they made, that he cannot have a tain of onaa. There's a machlokas rishon. Him, how do we view this? Is this Hilchsuk Rav B'Isuri or is this Hilchsuk Shmuel B'dini? Is this Isra V'Heter or is this Dine Mominus? So Rabbeinu Chananel paskins halacha karav because this is Hilchsuk Rav B'Isuri. The way the Rosh explains Rabbeinu Chananel is the machlokas is that when you made such a tanai, are you l'chadchila allowed to overcharge? Now that I made the tanai, he agreed to the tanai, am I permitted l'chadchila to overcharge? That's Isra V'Heter, whether I'm allowed to commit onaa. Whereas Tosos points out on Amud Beis that no one would say you're allowed to overcharge. That's ridiculous. There's no way you're allowed to overcharge, no matter what tanai you made. No, the question is, once I made that tanai, does he have a dine mamonis taina against me? Oh, that's dine mamonis, and that we would pass on like Shmuel, Hilchsuk Shmuel b'dine, not Hilchsuk Rav b'Yisuri. Anyway, Leimer Rav Damak Rav Meir Shmuel Damak Rav Yehuda. It seems that Rav and Shmuel are aligning with a previous machlokas tanaim about whether there's a problem of masal mashkas b'torah and dine mamonis. Did Tanya, because we have a brisa where the tanaim argue about this. Homer the Isha, a guy says to his wife, to a woman, Aram, I'm interested in getting married. I just don't want to have any of the responsibilities of marriage, a very common machala. So then she's mukadeshes to him with that tanayu to know batel. But the tanay is batel. He's got to do the sherek susvona, divrei meir, because that's a chiv of the Torah. The Torah says you got to do sherek susvona. You can't be married without sherek susvona. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, on the monetary issues, the tanay would be kaim. On the owner, it's not. That's Tsar Lagufa or whatever. But on the monetary issues, the Tanai is Kayim, because you gotta make whatever Tanai you want on money. So that seems to be the same machlokas. Can you make a Tanai against that which it says in the Torah on money? Can you make a Tanai on Onoah? So Amloch Rav would say, no, Amri Afil Rabbi Yehuda. I would even assume, like Rabbi Yehuda, that a tanai shem mamonus kaim. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda asam. Rabbi Yehuda only says by mekadish and isha that with a tanai not to be chayiv in shark sus el diyada, because the woman knew what she's losing out on these with this kiddushin v'kamachala, and she chose to be mochel that. Apparently, it didn't bother her because she knew exactly what she was entitled to and what she was giving up. Aval hacha, but in our case by the onaa mi yada de kamach de machil. Does the guy know that this mekach involves an onaa? And then he's mochel anyway. No, he agrees to the tanai because he thinks he's getting a good price. He doesn't think that there's a no over here, so he didn't know. Ushmol Amar and Shmuel say, I know the Amri Afil Remeir. I could say my din that the tanai is going to work to be mevatel the dinim of onaa even within the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that you're not allowed to make a tanai on dinim amanis. Because ad kan lo kam Remeir hasam el devade ko'akar. Over there by kiddushin where the tanai is not going to be chal, that's where Remeir says that the tanai Tanai is not going to be Chal, because you're for sure being Vatal the Tanai. The Tanai is for sure being Vatal the Chiyuv in the Torah. We know that this Chiyuv exists, and I am upending a Chiyuv in the Torah. But by Onah, at the time that they made the Tanai, we didn't know for sure that there's a Din of Onah over here. So we don't know that it's going to be Oker anything, and therefore the Tanai should still be binding, because it's not necessarily being Mevatal a Din in the Torah. So even if in the end there was a misprice over here, the Mecca is Kayim, and you don't have to return the money. I heard this from Shmuel himself, that and he said it a little more nuanced, that if you formulate the Tanai that Almanasha Ein Lecha Alai Onah, that you will have, it's Almanasha, you will not be able to have a Taina of Onah against me, so Ein Lo Alav Onah, then the Tanai is going to work, and the guy will not be able to come with a Taina of Onah against you. But if he says Almanashein Bo Onah, that this transaction is Almanas, that it's not going to be subject to the dinim of Onah, so Hare Yesh Bo Onah, it has Onah, and therefore the guy can have a Taina against him. So if you're just saying that we're making a Tanai that you won't be able to come complain, so that's a binding Tanai. But if we're saying that there shouldn't be Onah, well, there is Onah. There's nothing you could do about that. There's nothing you could do to change it. So the Gemara asks on the sheet of Rav, who holds that Legabe Onah, everyone agrees Tana'o Batel. So Meisvei, we have a Kasha Rav from Abraisa, Hanosim Hinosim Ba'amana. If a person gives a Balabais, gives him Schora Al Das, that he's going to sell it, in the best possible way, and that he's going to give the money after, a particular amount of time, he'll pay for the Schora that he's selling, and he trusts him that he's going to sell it in the best possible way, and he even pays him for his tircha in doing so. And someone says, I'm selling this to you, or I'm buying this from you, almanas, that there's no ona'a, then there is no taina of ona'a. So therefore, when it comes to hanosav hinosav ba'amana, the bal schora is not able to taina that his schora was worth more than what you gave me, and you've cheated me, because he was samech on him. And if the mocher received more money than the schora was actually worth, he's not allowed to keep the extra money and to be ma'an of the bailim and give him only the actual value of the schora, because they made an agreement that he's going to give whatever it is that he receives. So the gabi amocher or the gabi the kona, the almanas, that there shouldn't be any tviya, the onah, the tanai is going to be chal, and the other one can't come with the taina of onah. So the rav da amar ano d'amri afil Rabbi Yehuda hamani. So according to Rav, who says that I'm even going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who taught this brisa? This brisa says that if you make a tanai almanas, the Tanai is binding. So you can't say it's going like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says Beferish the Tanai is batel. And according to Rav, even Rabbi Yehuda would say the Tanai is batel when it comes to Ona'a. So who could be the author of this Braisa that holds to know Kayam? So we back out on everything. It must be that they are perfectly aligned, that Rav is going like Rav Meir and Shmuel is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rav would say this Braisa is in fact going like Rabbi Yehuda, it's going like the other Shita. Rav Amar Lo Kasha. Rav says, no, this price it doesn't pose a problem. That really, Rav is even within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But Kan Bistam, Rav is talking about where you just say, Al Menashe Ein Lecha Alai Ona'a. So since the guy doesn't know if there is Ona'a or not, he's not going to be Mochel. So Rav holds that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanai is going to be Batel. Whereas Kan, in the Braisa, it's B'mefarish. The Braisa is talking about with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, where the Tanai is Kayim, is talking about where he's Mefarish the Ona'a. He says, I'm selling you something that's worth $100 for $200. So he knows that there's Ona'a, and he's willing to go ahead with the transaction. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that's called mechila. So that's similar to saying to a woman, Al Menashe Ein Lecha Alai Sherek Sus. You know that she knows she's entitled to Sherek Sus, and still she's being mochel. So good. So then it's kayim. Ditanya b'medvar mamurim. When do we say that there's a din of ona'a and that the tanai doesn't work to upend or to undermine the din of ona'a? That's bestam. That's what you just say. Al Menashe Ein Lecha Alai Ona'a. Aval b'mefaresh. But when you say the ona'ah that you're doing, you tell him, I'm selling you X for 2X. So mochash, I'm like, hey, chavetz shani moroch lo v'nasayim yodani b'yichshen b'shavei alamana. I know this thing I'm selling you for $200 is only worth $100. I'm not shein l'chalai ona'ah, and I'm attaching it tonight to this deal that there shouldn't be any ona'ah. Ein lo olav ona'ah. Then there is no ona'ah. V'chein l'keach shomar l'mochar. Chavetz shani l'keach b'mchab mani yodani b'shavei masayim. Or the l'keach says to the mocher, this thing that I'm paying $100 for, I know I'm getting a great deal because it's really worth $200. I'm not shein l'chalai ona'ah, and I'm only doing this deal al menas that there shouldn't be any din of ona'ah, there shouldn't be any taina of ona'ah against me. Saying lo olav ona'ah, then there is in fact no taina of ona'ah. Now, once we mentioned this idea of nosi v'nosin ba'amana, so we mentioned a brisa about that idea of nosi v'nosin ba'amana. Tan rabban nosi v'nosin ba'amana hareza liyachashiv es hara ba'amana ve'es hayafa b'shava. You shouldn't consider the selling of the ra ba'amana and the yafa b'shava. The bailim shouldn't say to the mekabel, take two scharos and I'll consider the schara ra'a as with the mechir, with the value of amana, that you sell it a little bit and I'll get the profits, and the schara yafa, it will be like a mechir of shava, where with a lower price, where you're going to be get all of it all at one time. Meaning, this requires a little bit of background. Okay, so we're going to start with that tomorrow, Bez Hashem, even though we fell a little bit behind. We're going to start with that tomorrow. It requires too much explanation. Okay, have a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.